With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. My name is Ben Hughes and coming up in this month's show, we'll be looking ahead to those first qualifying round matches in the FA Trophy, as we'll be speaking to some of the managers involved, including the management at Mosley, Prescott Cables, Bedworth United, Stamford, Bamber Bridge, and we'll also be catching up with the vice chairman at Cleethorpes Town. All of that and a little bit more on this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. Welcome. So hello everybody and welcome to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. Loads of interviews coming up over the next 40 minutes or so. Where I should just say before we get started, there is a first qualifying round preview on our sister show, the MPL show, which is also available on this channel. So if you want to hear the thoughts of myself and Matt Carruthers going into this plethora of ties in the first qualifying round this weekend, have a listen to the MPL show, also available on Audio Boom, the iTunes store, and through the EvoStick League website. But this week, we're going to be looking at some of the ties taking place in the FA Trophy. There are some matches involving Division 1 sides, including Altrincham against Clitheroe, Ashton United against Frickle Athletic, Barwell against Carlton Town. But first up, we're going to be looking at this fixture here, Buxton against Cleethorpes Town. And this week, I caught up with the vice chairman at Cleethorpes Town. Here's David Mann. So welcome to the show, David. We'll get to the FA Trophy in a second or two, but this is the first time we've had Cleethorpes Town on the show. Obviously, everyone's aware of Cleethorpes Town when it comes to the FA Vars last season, but I think more people are aware now this season, thanks to the start that you've had in Division 1 South. What was your expectations coming into this season?
Expectations were that, to be honest, we'd just come in, have a good look at the league we're in, see what it's all about, and possibly sit mid-table.
You're not mid-table.
Like
no, exactly.
no.
it's a club that's come an awfully long way in a short space of time. I mean, we've heard on this show with regards to clubs like Shaw Lane or Warrington or Salford City or Darlington, but judging by your answer there, it doesn't feel like that you're going to throw money at it necessarily and see yourselves in the conference, say, in 2 years' time.
Most certainly not.
What is the overall plan for Cleethorpes Town then?
The plan is that, I mean, although we are a fairly young club, established 1998 as Cleethorpes Town, we have 30-plus junior sides, ladies' teams. We've just started walking football, which will start next week, which is great. We're a community club. We are very, very well embedded in our local community. It's all about not having one person that we're beholden to. I'm sure there are one or two that we could have or could get involved with. But for us, it's all about the collective. That's definitely what helped us get to Wembley, helping us move home at the minute to our home ground at Linden.
We've seen news about the developments that are going on off the pitch at Cleethorpes Town. Can you just give us a bit of background about these developments and what it's going to mean for the club in the long term?
Yeah, we have a clubhouse in the middle of, would you believe it, we're literally on the border of, still on the border of Cleethorpes. I think there's a tiny part of our land that's in Cleethorpes itself, but the rest of it's in Grimsby still. So that's, it's about an 8-acre site. It's a sports and social club originally, where we used to play our Lynx League games back in the day. We used to get good crowds there as well because it is in the middle of town. It's a really nice site. It's got a cricket ground as well. It's got bowls. And it's, to get home and to get back there makes a huge, huge difference to us because as good as the facility is at Bradley that we ground share with Grimsby Borough, they ground share with us, as the two main people that rent it from the council, we don't take any money on match days other than entrance and programme. So, as you can imagine, we've got 300-plus people there. We're not making a penny out of the food and the drink. So, it's a tough one, but it is a great facility as well. You know, I'm not knocking it for a minute. It's a good place to play.
But it's good. It would be good to have a place of your own. And like you say, you're already doing so much stuff in the community and with all the teams and that kind of thing. It's just, it would just see the club go from strength to strength, essentially, wouldn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're now averaging 250, 300 in the South Division, which is, you know, another 100 more than last season, maybe a bit more. We reckon going back there will be nearer 350, 400, 500 even, because of its location. Back in the Lynx League, we used to get a couple of hundred there, so just shows you that the platform is there. The thing for us as well is, what a lot of people don't realise about Cleethorpes Town, we often get it thrown at us, and I'll say this because it needs saying, we get this thrown at us that we chuck money at this, chuck money at that. We don't actually, and a lot of our players, in fact 95% of our players live in Cleethorpes and Grimsby, and the furthest to field player we have is an on-loan keeper from Lincoln City at the minute.
Well, he travels far as well then, doesn't he?
Well, he comes from, yeah, exactly. And that's what we're built on. This is what our club, our team is built on. It's built on togetherness. You know, they dig each other out of holes when they need to, and they really get behind each other as well when they need to.
So going into this season then, David, what was the expectations? Because obviously we know about the second automatic spot, the fact that the playoffs go down to seventh. There's a good opportunity here for any club, really, especially one with a pedigree like Cleethorpes Town and with a manager like Marcus Neil, for example.
Yeah, I mean, Marcus is fantastic. He's such a down-to-earth guy. You know, he can chuck the hairdryer about when he needs to as well. We've heard it in the past. And the management squad he's got around him, you know, the management team he's got around him are very, very good guys. You know, John Davies, an A-licensed coach. Dave Smith's been with Marcus for, you know, a good few years now. And the other lads, they just trust each other as well. The playing squad is a very, very decent squad. You know, we've brought Danny North in from the League of Ireland. He's obviously coming back from an injury. But now he's just starting to, well, we're just starting to see the fruits of his labour, although he got sent off last week. But, you know, but it's not just about Northie. It's some of the players there that we have, Pete Wynn, Alex Flett, Liam Davis, Liam Dickens. You could go on and on and on. But special mention for one or two of the other lads, like Luke Maskell, John Oglesby. They've been there from the very start as well. So, you know, it's great to have been able to see that happen as well. You know, players come all the way through.
And clubs are also built on success on the pitch and making a name for themselves in various competitions. And that's what Cleethorpes Town did last season in the FA Vars. It's the FA Trophy this weekend against Buxton. Tough game at Silverlands. What would an FA Trophy run mean for a club like Cleethorpes Town who are looking to make a splash?
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, you know, we did very well out of the FA Vars last year. An incredible journey, you know, myself and Dave Patterson, the ex-chairman, he's still around sitting together in the box at Wembley with our wives either side, looking at each other thinking, what are we doing here? You know, it's just ridiculous. But it was fantastic. And the Vars on the trophy on Saturday will prove to be a really tough game at Buxton. We're under no illusions. They are a very good side. But that's why we want to be in it. You know, we want to go to places like that. And places that 4 or 5 years ago just wouldn't have happened, you know.
Well, because you're going to Buxton, I recommend the pine chips and peas. They're delightful at Silverlands, just to say. But big thank you for taking your time at your busy day to come on the show. Big congratulations for the start of the season thus far, and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you ever so much. Thanks for having us on.
So next up on our preview for this weekend's matches in the first qualifying round of the FA Trophy, we've got this tie here. It's Mosley against Lancaster City. And joining me now, it's one of the joint managers at Mosley. Please welcome to the show, Peter Band. So welcome to the show, Peter. And before we get to the FA Trophy, just your general impressions about the league form this season. Mosley have... had a decent start to the season, it feels like, compared to last year.
Yeah, we've kept most of the squad. That finished the last 5 or 6 games and we've just built on it. I think we could turn some of the draws into wins. We drew the other night with Ratcliffe. Cliverill the other week, 89th minute, and South Shields has dropped 6 points in the last few minutes, so they've been hard to take, but we're in a far better position than we were 12 months ago. So we're bottom 3 or 4 all season, so
Well, this is it's an interesting season this year in both Division 1 North and Division 1 South, to be fair. But in, we've already touched upon how close it is in Division 1 South. But for Division 1 North, I mean, you're sitting in 14th at the moment. You've got Clitheroe 1 point behind you. But you're only 4 points from the playoff positions. It is a bonkers league this season, Division 1 North.
Well, again, on your day, like I say, we've got Bamber Bridge get a point. We run South Shield close. And then Ratcliffe come and play well as well. Now they've had a good change of manager and they're doing well. So it's sort of bunching up again. I think South Shields will probably win it, but just a bit more experience than most people. And you've got nearly 2,000 behind you every week. But as Lancaster proved last season, if you can get on a good run in this league and wins instead of draws and a win, then you put yourself in the picture to be in the mix at the end of the season.
Now, what was yours and Lloyd's plans going into pre-season? Because we've touched upon it before on the Division 1 show with regards to the fact that only one team gets relegated this season and there's an extra potential, an extra promotion spot there as well, extra playoff spot. And it does feel like a lot of teams have gone for it this season and definitely don't want to be that team down the bottom end of the table who could be dragged down through the trapdoor. What was your expectations going into pre-season and into the season more generally?
We sort of started getting a bit of a squad together end of last year where they sort of lost up at home when we won 2-1. Then went to Tadcaster and we run a few of the teams at the top close with the young side we were getting. We've managed to keep most of them. Been able to bring Mike Fish back and Rio when 2 seasons ago, I think they've got about 45 goals between them. And with young Liam Ellis, we've possibly got 60 goals between them. And Jack Chewy and Elliot Harrison, who we got on loan from Halifax, and a bit of experience about with Tom Dean and Calvin, who've been with us 3 or 4 years now. So, and we just signed Rory Fallon as well. So,
oh, Rory Fallon is a cracking player, to be fair. I'm an FC United fan, so all aware of what Rory Fallon's all about. That's a cracking signing. And that leads us on to this weekend's match then against Lancaster in the FA Trophy. And Lancaster have had they've had an iffy couple of games of late, and they're not in the best of form. What are you expecting from them, especially given that Mosley's home form hasn't been too bad this season?
Well, I'd say up till Saturday we haven't lost. Well, we had a match the other day against Altrincham and Ellsall in, like you said. Again, we'll be working on stuff that we feel we can get them against them tonight. That's the centre dossier to all the lads. So they've got 3 or 4 days to know out what they're about, so if we can get a result, it's £3,500 isn't it, to get through to the next round, which for a club of Mosley's size, it just keeps the club ticking along nicely.
Now, Peter, unfortunately, because I present the NPL show, I've got to be fair and balanced, but this section's called the Division 1 show, so I can be as biased as I like on this section. So I hope you win this weekend. A big good luck to you and Lloyd and everyone at the club this weekend in that match against Lancaster. Thank you for coming on the show, and big congratulations for the start of the season, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much, Ben.
So that's Mosley against Lancaster City this weekend in the first qualifying round of the FA Trophy. There'll be an all Division 1 affair between Newcastle Town and Kidsgrove Athletic as well. Plus, there's Prescott Cables against Stalybridge Celtic. And joining us now to discuss that particular tie, we're now joined by the manager at Prescott Cables. Please welcome to the show, Brian Richardson. So welcome to the show, Brian. Before we get to the FA Trophy, just a quick mention for the league form. This is a great start for Prescott Cables.
The actual first couple of games, I think we lost the first couple of games and then we went into a disastrous FA Cup match when we got beat in a replay with the league lower 8-2, and I was thinking, oh my God, it's not a great start to the season. But then we had a good run. I didn't feel as though the squad was... Well, I thought we were underachieving. I thought the squad was good enough at the end of last year to do okay this year. We're doing all right position-wise. I think we have to be realistic as well and say that we have played a few more games than other sides. But sometimes, if you've got the points on the board, it's more important than having games in hand, isn't it? You know.
Absolutely. I mean, we saw towards the end of last season a real big upturn in form at Prescott Cables, and some of the other MPL show lads, we came to Hope Street to watch you against Lancaster City last season, and it was a big transformation. Was that something that you were pleased with? And you've already mentioned you hoped it went into the summer and into the season as well.
I mean, you can go two ways. I mean, when you go to a club with Prescott, I mean, I think it's fair to say that the people with the bigger budgets normally do best, don't they, in leagues, you know, as long as the manager knows where to get the players. We've not got a massive budget, but what we have got a decent budget, but I think in terms of a lot of the clubs at our level, we're probably well below. But I mean, Sherman will hurt me for saying that now, but it's a fact. We went the other way and started producing a lot of younger players, lads who just left clubs or lads that we knew were ambitious, and we've almost may have created like a shot window scenario, because we've lost, what, three this year. I mean, we've lost James Edgar, went to Marine. Don Marie's gone to Marine. Tundai has gone to Stalybridge last week. But it's the only way to do it. I mean, you can either go with experienced players on the way down, you know, after the last pay packet, or you can look for younger lads with energy and enthusiasm who are looking to get up the leagues. And we tend to think probably the latter is the best way to go about it.
And it's interesting you use the term energy and enthusiasm there. One of the things that I did notice at Hope Street, and I was very, very impressed with, was the age of the average age of the fan base as well. There were some, I don't want to use the word ultras, but there was a lively younger audience there, yeah, at the ground, and that must be encouraging as well for Prescott Cables.
A lot of the fans are probably not unsimilar in ages to some of the players, and there is a good relationship between the players and the supporters, because obviously they can mix in the bar after and they sort of relate to lads of their own age, don't they? And I think there's a great enthusiasm from the crowd as well. I think that all helps the feel good factor about the club, you know. We know the crowds are up from last season. We know that we've held the crowds pretty well this year, even though there've been times when probably we've not been at our best. We still managed to get nearly 300 on, which for Prescott is, you know, certainly over the years is well up on data.
Absolutely. And I should also say, we've said it a few times, it's one of the best stands, one of the best main stands in football, in my humble opinion. But anyway, moving along. Just to say about about Prescott Cables, when it comes to the league, we've got South Shields, we've got Bamber Bridge, we've got Gossip North End, who've been in the playoffs since they got promoted, it feels like. Scarborough Athletic are in there, as are Hyde United. And then there's Prescott Cables in fifth position. It is awfully tight, but you are in the right spot. And there is an extra automatic spot this season. The playoffs do go down to seventh. Where are you hoping now where's the trajectory going for Prescott Cables, do you feel?
When we went last year, I sort of looked at where I felt I had my squad that I was comfortable with, was around Boxing Day. And what I did last year, I just did a quick add up how many points we put on the board and how many games we played. And we'd have been around 63 points if we'd have kept that form right through the season, you know. So I was thinking my first target, 60-odd points. I think mid-60s, 66 could, might just get you in sixth place as a playoff, it did last year. I've set that target for the players. If somebody said that, you know, what's a good improvement, I would have said top half of the table. But, you know, there's no sixth places, so why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we dream and hope to get in that spot? Whether we will or we don't, I don't know. I mean, I know on Saturday, Clitheroe were about 14th, and if we hadn't beat them, which we fortunately did, I think, you know, they'd have been on the same points as us. So it is pretty tight when you look from sixth position down to about 14th, 15th. You know, a couple of wins can make a massive difference. A couple of defeats can take you back down in where you don't really want to be. But at the moment, you know, fingers crossed. You know, we know there's a lot of tough games to come. But we played at Bamber a couple of weeks ago in the league, and I thought we'd give a good account of ourselves at 1-0. And you know, I mean, Neil Reynolds was quite complimentary about the side, and I did feel as though there's no reason why we can't compete at that top level. And, I think South Shields might be something different for the rest of the league anyway, because of the massive budget they've got.
And this weekend will be a good indication as well against Stalybridge Celtic. Their form has turned around slightly in recent weeks. Certainly it's not where it was at the start in August or September. What are you expecting from them?
I watched them against Marine recently. They're very, very good football inside. I expect them to play football. I expect them to compete. They've got energy in the team. They've got good technique. They're a good passing team. But at the end of the day, I do feel as though teams like that, we do seem to do a little bit better than teams who are a little bit more direct, you know. So I'm looking forward to a good game. I mean, we've no fear. We're underdogs anyway. It's a great place to be in the cup, isn't it, you know. So we can just go out and enjoy our game and let's see where it takes us.
Well, Brian Richardson, a big congratulations for the start of the season thus far. A big good luck this weekend, and thank you for coming on the show. Manager at Prescott Cables, Brian Richardson there.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you very much.
So that's Prescott Cables against Stalybridge Celtic in the first qualifying round of the FA Trophy taking place this weekend. Another tie featuring a Division 1 side is taking place at Stamford this weekend. That's Stamford against Sutton Coldfield Town. And joining us now, it's the welcome return to the show of manager at Stamford. Please welcome back Graham Jory. So welcome back to the show, Graham. And firstly, just before we get to the FA Trophy, a big congratulations to the start Stamford have made this season in the league. It is awfully tight, though, but it is a good start for the club.
Yeah, I've been pretty pleased. We've had 8 new starters in the 11 from the beginning of the season from last year. So, it takes a little bit of time to gel, and I think we've got off to a decent enough start. We've played four of the top sides away from home as well, so that's obviously, stands in good stead. But, everybody we've played, we've been really competitive, and I think we've been as good as everybody else. If the result's not been there, we still match them. So, I'm pretty pleased with the start.
Now, when it comes to Stamford, obviously, I think we discussed this last season. The expectations at the club, it was an NPL Premier Division side a couple of seasons ago. It is a very good start to the season. There is some added incentives this season for clubs in the fact that there's a second automatic spot. There's also the chance of the playoffs going down to 7. Was that in your mind this going into this season? The fact that if we do go for it, there is a good chance.
Yeah, I think it's important, that the club want to push on and they want to go forward and they want promotion. And like you say, this season it's the best opportunity you'll get. So we've got to really have a go at it. And with the players we've brought in and the way we've gelled together as a group, I've been really impressed with that. The genuine's been good. So we're certainly looking to try and hit that top 7 spot and really try and push on this year.
And that would tie in obviously with the ground development that took place at the Zico a couple of years ago, and the form going into the FA Trophy, the fourth best form in Division One South. What have you made of the competition? Because we've touched upon it already on this week's show. It is like Division One North. It is a bit bonkers, Division One South, just how close it all is and tightly packed.
Yeah, I think, if you look at us, I think we're sat 10th, up to 3rd spot is 3 points. So if, we progressed in the competition and all the sides get knocked out, I don't think we're going to be too many games behind and too many points. So, a cup run's important for financial clout for the club. It's also good to keep the momentum going as well. Like I say, you definitely want to keep the unbeaten run going at the Zico. So, we want to progress and we'll have to deal with them implications afterwards. If we've got games in hand or we're points behind, we've got to, just get knuckle down and get on with it and make sure we get the results and climb back up the table. The trophy this year is important for us because we got knocked out first hurdle of the FA Cup and after last year's run, we want to try and have a bit of a run in the trophy. Saturday's opposition is going to be really tough. They are a level above. I know they're not doing well in the league at the moment, but they're still a level above us, so we're expecting a tough test, but we certainly want to be in the draw on Monday, and we've got to make sure we're at home, we're unbeaten at home all season, so we've got to keep that form going and we want to keep that record. So, you know, we want to get the job done Saturday and progress in the competition.
Your form at the Zico is pretty good. And Sutton Coldfield obviously haven't had the best of starts to the season. There is a chance of an upset here. How do you make sure that happens?
Well, the pitch is in fantastic condition. I mean, Sutton play on a 3G, so they'll be used to, you know, a decent surface. And they're certainly going to have one on Saturday. The pitch is immaculate at the moment. You know, we've just got to make sure that we're, you know, well drilled. We'll train hard tonight. We'll work on the shape that we're going to play. We've been playing a couple of different shapes, but we know how we want to set up against them. We've just got to make sure that key players in key areas do the job. And I think the key for us is make sure we pass the ball well. And instead of being direct, I was a little bit frustrated with us at Crickley with having the wind behind us. I thought we went a little bit direct. I think Saturday we've got to play our way through into the final third. And we've got players up top who can hurt and can score goals. And we've got a bit of trickery up there as well. So if we can find them into feet and good areas in between the lines, I think we can affect the sort of back line.
Well, Graham Drury, manager at Stamford, a big congratulations for the start of the season that Stamford have made. A big good luck this weekend. And thank you for taking the time at your busy day to come on the show. Thanks very much.
Lovely. Really appreciate it, mate. Thank you.
So that's Stamford against Sutton Coldfield this coming weekend in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. There's also Stourbridge against Basford United, plus as well this tie here where Southern League side Stratford Town host our very own Bedworth United. And joining us now, it's the manager from Bedworth United. Please welcome back to the show, Stuart Storer. So welcome back to the show, Stuart. And we'll get to the FA Trophy in a second or two, but congratulations for the start, Bedworth United have made to Division 1 South this season. You're in a tightly packed bunch though of sides. It's very, very competitive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great league this year. You know, one win and you're up there and one loss and you're down there. It's, you know, we started off a bit ropey, but we sort of found our feet a little bit now and strung a few wins together.
Now, it's one thing that we've been touching upon throughout the Division 1 show over since the season started was the fact that, you know, there is a second automatic spot this season. There is a potential for the playoffs to go down to seventh. There is a restructure next year when there's going to be a Midland section and that kind of thing. What was the mood at Bedworth United going into this season? Was it to go for it a bit more than normal, do you think?
I think, like most clubs, most chairmen, that extra incentive is heightened the stakes, as it were. You know, a lot of clubs now have increased their budget because of the extra automatic spot. And I think that's why it's so competitive, that players are getting a little bit more money because the chairman and the managers want a bit more quality and hopefully go up into that that division, yeah.
And when it comes to your expectations as well, what were your expectations going into this season?
Mainly to build on last season. You know, we finished bang middle last season. We were very much win one, lose one, and trying to get a bit more consistency to give ourselves that opportunity of being in the mix at the end of the season.
And you certainly are in the mix. You've had some cracking results. Wins against Frickley, against Leek, against Kidsgrove. It's been a good quality league, and certainly nobody's taking Bedworth United for lightly this season.
Well, we're not taking anyone lightly either. You know, we went to Gresley the other week, and they gave us a right good game, and we were fortunate to come away winners 1-0. In the cup, and it just shows you that anybody can beat anybody in this league, you know. So it's one of them. You just set your stall out each week. You hope that you've got a fully fit squad for each game to give yourself the best opportunities to get points.
And this weekend, then, it is the FA Trophy, and it's a local game. I mean, we talked about that game against Frickley and that kind of thing. You do have to travel far in Division 1 South, but this one, it's just a trip over to Stratford Town. What are you expecting from Stratford Town this weekend, and what would a good trophy run mean for Bedworth United?
Yeah, well, Stratford, you know, they've started off their sort of league campaign by playing quite a lot of the teams at the top there, and they're sort of just sort of languishing above the relegation zone, but they're a better team than that. You know, they'll be battling. You know, I'm looking forward to a good cup tie where you know, it's good old-fashioned tackles, and the team that wants it the most wins. I think that's what we're looking for come Saturday. And obviously, a cup run is massive for any sort of non-league football club. It produces, obviously, some money, which is much needed at any football club. But on a personal note, I've never sort of done well in the trophy, and I'd like to actually get past the third round for once in my non-league career.
When it comes to this weekend, then, I've been saying this throughout the show, you know, because it's a Division One show, we hope you win and that kind of thing. But this is against the Southern League, so I genuinely mean it. Stuart, I really hope you win this weekend, and I'll definitely be speaking to you in the next round. Stuart Storer, manager at Bedworth United, thanks for coming on the show.
No problems. Thank you.
And a big good luck to Bedworth United against Stratford Town in this weekend's FA Trophy first qualifying round tie. But next up on this week's show, we've got this particular fixture. It's Warrington Town of the NPL Premier Division against Division 1 North's Bamber Bridge. And joining us now is the manager at Bamber Bridge. Please welcome back to the show, Neil Reynolds. Neil, welcome back to the show. And just to, we'll get to the FA Trophy in a second or two. But just your general thoughts on the start to the season thus far. It's been pretty good for Bamber Bridge, to be fair.
Yeah, delighted with the start. You know, we created our own little ambition at the start of the season, and you know, we're working towards that ambition now. You know, we set the lads points tallies over the course of the season, and you know, we're happy with where we are, and we're achieving the points tally that we set out. So, you know, yeah, everything's going well at the minute.
And when we spoke at the Dudeson final last year, that was one of the things that came across in the interview, the fact that, you know, you wanted to use this success, this bit of silverware to kick on into next season. And was that the plan going through pre-season, through your mind? How can we springboard into in the playoffs and maybe even the automatic promotion spots this season?
I think, Ben, when I took over, you know, last December, and it was my ambition to put Bamber Bridge, you know, firmly back on the map, and you know, I was going to do everything and anything I could do to create success last season. Delighted to finish the season by winning the cup, and then that gave the club and gave the squad real impetus to go and kick on for this season, and that was kind of our driving selling point to the people that were brought in terms of players over the close season. And then that's been the message that we were delivering to the playing staff over pre-season. And that's the message that we deliver, you know, before every game. You know, it's our ambition, or it's certainly my ambition, that we get Bamber Bridge as high as we can under the non-league pyramid. And if that means, you know, getting out of this league at the first, you know, the first full attempt and under my reign, then so be it. But if not, then we'll just keep to, you know, how we can improve it. But it's certainly, you know, I'm not going to hide anything. We want to go up this season. It'd be great if we could do it in the automatic spaces, but if not, we look to it in the playoff spaces. But we're just trying to finish as high as we can there in that table.
And it's awfully confusing, Division 1 North at the moment, because obviously South Shields have had a cup run, Scarborough have had a cup run, Hyde are still on their cup run. There are some big players hanging around, and as we've already touched upon on this week's show, even down to Mosley and Clitheroe in 14th and 15th, it's such a tightly packed division this season. It's difficult to call, but you are in the mix. What do you make of it all?
There's good teams up and down the league. I mean, you've only just shown in our last two league fixtures, you know, we've drawn with Mosley, who are, you know, mid-table, and Offaly Town have beaten us 1-0. But there's no easy games, and you can't underestimate any team in this league. You know, and I don't think teams will underestimate us. We won't underestimate them. But it is, it's tight. I think if you look at the start of the season, you know, I was talking about Hyde, I was talking about Scarborough, and I was certainly talking about South Shields. And I expect South Shields to go up automatically. And I always targeted that next playoff place, but it's going to be difficult. Big budgets in the league, experienced managers, experienced players, and people aren't going to give anyone an easy ride. But we've just got to do what we do, and that's treating every game individually, looking to pick up the points tally that we set our squad to get, and hopefully, you know, come the end of the season that we're in that mix. And that hasn't dissuaded. I'm not going to tell anybody that I'm happy to finish mid-table or I just want to be outside the playoffs. I want to be right in amongst it. I want to be taking on the Scarboroughs, the Hydes, the South Shields and getting points from them and getting Bamber Bridge as high as up in the league they can do to hopefully get out of this division. So, yeah, it's great. We're enjoying being part of the league, but we'll enjoy it even more come, you know, come the end of April if we are where we want to be.
Now then, FA Trophy this weekend and the away trip to Cantilever Park to take on Warrington Town. And you said your aim was to get Bamber Bridge on the map. And it's a double-edged sword with the FA Cup and the FA Trophy. It does put you on the map if you have a good run. Unfortunately, though, as we've discussed with South Shields and Scarborough and Hyde and Ossett Town, it does detract from the league positions with a good trophy run. What's your expectations for this weekend, and what would it mean for a club like Bamber Bridge to have a good trophy run this season?
You just touched upon then about having a good run. I mean, Warrington Town were, you know, tremendously successful in the FA Cup, you know, a couple of years ago, and unfortunately that dented their chances of getting out of the league on that first occasion, because I think they finished 12th that season because of the amount of backlog fixtures that they had. You know, but then the next season, through the cup money, they were able to get themselves out of the league, and you know they're obviously flying in the next league. For us, I don't think it could have been a better fixture for us. You know, we've had lots of history with Warrington over the years. I know the chairman really well, Tommy McCormack. It was only a few years ago since we knocked him out of the playoff semi-finals when Neil Crowe were in charge. And I look at the fixture now, and you know, if I could have pitched Warrington to be anywhere in the Premier, it would have been at the top end, because I want my side to go up against one of the better teams in the league, see how far we are away from them. I fully expect us to go there this week and give them a really difficult fixture. Yeah, we're the underdogs. Probably not expected to go through. But, you know, why not? Why can we not? And it's what we will be training on. We train on Tuesday. We'll train tonight. We're working at, you know, on our different tactics. We've had Warrington watched. We're going there full of confidence. You know, they possibly won't want to play us. You know, we're a good side on our day. And we've had lots of good days already this season. But, you know, we're not going down there to get a draw. We're not going down there, certainly not to lose. We're now there to try and stay in the competition and progress. And like you said, to put Bamber Bridge back on the map, it may need a trophy run or a good league campaign. But, you know, we're not going to fear the opposition. We're going to respect them tremendously because they're a great side that Paul Carter's put together. But, you know, why not? Why can Bamber Bridge not go there and upset the odds and go and get a win and then possibly a bigger team in the next round? That's our aim, and I certainly know that's the club's aim.
Well, Neil Reynolds, manager at Bamber Bridge, because this is the Division 1 show, we could say we hope you win this weekend, and I'll speak to you in the next round. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
So that's just a sample there of some of the matches taking place this weekend in the FA Trophy first qualifying round. There are loads of ties, though, and for a full list, head over to the Evo Stick League website. That's at evostickleague.co.uk. And just a reminder that on the Evo Stick MPL show, our sister show, there is a full preview for all the first qualifying round matches in the FA Trophy as I catch up with Matt Carruthers, non-league journalist from the North East, and we literally spend half an hour going through every single fixture. So as soon as you've listened to this podcast, have a listen to the MPL show for this week. But that is the end of the Evo Stick Division 1 show for this month. Next week, we'll be back with a monthly show, the Evo Stick MPL show, the monthly discussion, where we'll be discussing, amongst other things, the FA Cup and those big matches taking place next weekend in the first round proper. And we'll also be trying to catch up with some of the managers, including Hyde United's Darren Kelly. But that's it for the Division 1 show this month. Remember, you can follow the show on Twitter, that's at MPL Show. A big thank you to all my guests this week, and a big thank you to you, dear listener, for tuning in. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your MPL side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.